our Father and would love us with a love that would not cease. I tried Him and I found His promises are true. He's everything He said that He would be. The finest words I know could not begin to say just how much Jesus really means to me. He's more than wonderful, than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul has ever longed for, everything He's promised, and so much more. More than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus is to me. Think that the King of Glory would come to live within the heart of man. I marvel just to know He really loves me when I think of who He is and who I am. He's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul more, more than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus is to me. Promised us that He would be a Counselor, a Mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. He promised us that He would be a Father and would love us with a love that would not cease. I've tried Him and I've found His promises are true. He's everything He said that He would be. The finest words I know could not begin to say just how much Jesus really means to me. He's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything to think that the King of Glory would come to live within the hearts of men. I marvel just to know He really loves me when I think of who He is and who I am. He's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond everything that my soul ever longed for, everything He promised, and so much more, more than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus is to me. That's what Jesus is to me.
I'm going to do something different tonight. I want you to keep your Bibles closed. I'm just going to read the preface to the whole Nativity story to you tonight. In Bible times, in New Testament times, and for some time afterwards, there wasn't copies. Of course, it began as scrolls. There wasn't copies for everyone. When God's people gathered, as we're gathering tonight, there was one copy. Perhaps it was a letter from the Apostle Paul or Peter. It had been copied from another church. And the people would just listen intently as the reader read the text. In fact, even the Gospels, if you remember, Jesus went into the synagogue and the scroll was given to him to read, and Jesus read as folks listened. I never forget when I do something like this that some years back now, it didn't get the news because things like this don't get to the news in Cuba. But there was a great revival that began in Cuba. People would gather in houses. They didn't have any other resources, and someone would just read the Gospels. And as they read the Gospels, people were literally healed just as the reader read the Gospel. So for tonight, in our time together, I want to read the preface to the Christmas Nativity story. And if you would, this is what we're going to do tonight for God's Word. If you would, just sit back and take it all in and think of the wondrous things that God has done. As I preach this morning, He pre-planned, He pre-arranged, He preordained, and it happened according to His Word. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abi, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the disobedience to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them, and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach from among men. And in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee called or named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judea, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich hath he sent away empty. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth the son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, "Not so, but he shall be called John." And they said unto her, "There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name." And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, "His name is John." And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. And fear came upon all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them upon their hearts, saying, "What manner of a child shall this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts till the day of his showing unto Israel. He hath done great things. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the tender mercy of our God, and that the day spring has sprung upon us? Glory to God. Let's stand together. Let's lift our hearts and hands and worship him for his great plan of salvation. Would you thank him? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that you sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Thank you that we sit in darkness no longer. Hallelujah. We have seen the day star. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord. Glory to God and the Lamb forevermore. We worship you, Father. Thank you for your wondrous plan. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the mighty gulf, Lord, that you spanned. Oh, the love that sent the Son to be our Savior. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your people, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We do appreciate your being here, and I trust you have felt the Spirit of God, the encouragement in this Christmas season. You know, the God that has worked, he's still at work. He's still accomplishing his plan and moving in the lives of folks. Hallelujah. Amen. We do appreciate your help here in a moment, and trust you. Have a safe journey home. Amen. Brother Keith, would you ask the Lord to bless his people tonight as we close here? Yes, Lord.